You're correct in saying that the legislation does state that within 12 months of the legislation being enacted, the Minister has the facility or has the discretion to increase by upwards on 10%. I think it's important, Minister, to point this out. Even at this stage, at this very early stage of the scheme, in terms of the officials' interpretation of, you know, using, there is no robust data. There is human data. There is trauma over 10 years. There is anguish. There's families struggling, and people want to see light at the end of the tunnel. So I would ask the officials who are listening to this tonight, or maybe in a position to listen to it tomorrow, or the next day, or the following day, take seriously the human impact of what's happening here. We had Brexit landed on our shores. We had COVID-19 landed on our shores. We dealt with it immediately. We did not deal with this issue immediately. It's not dealt with, and it has to have the focus of all departments at the higher level, be that in finance, be that in the Taoiseach. I've called for this before. I welcome the fact that the department has been in touch with the chair of the expert group with regards to reconstituting the group to undertake a review of the rates. That is important. Can I ask that the voice of the homeowners are around that table as well? I continually call for that, because experts is used very loosely in the world of politics. The people who have gone through this, the people who have campaigned for this, they are experts too in their own right, and they should be around that table. Minister, your bona fides have been consistent the whole time. You have shown empathy, and what I would ask in the final months of your tenure in that department, to please use your efforts, your wisdom, your understanding of the human condition to try to bring a bit of light to the end of the tunnel.